This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're in the backyard. The sun is out. I'm walking on air. My prescription is ready to be picked up at CVS. Everything is incredible. Here we are. Let's get into the podcast. Why not? That's what you're here for. And today's guests, two, are wonderful. It's Cherry Chivaprava Dumrong and Teresa Shao. You two, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You've come all the way from the West Side.
We have.
Did you drive together or separately?
We drove separately.
Oh, interesting.
Because we are enemies in real life, and this is all fake.
We hate each other so much.
Just a bunch of Hollywood.
Yeah. Yep. That's what this is. Nobody's real friends in
We're
real life.
Foot fighting.
Matt and Ben,
underneath.
They hate each other. Yes. What are you talking about?
I believe that, actually. Okay, so you drove separately, but you live close to each other?
We do.
So what was this decision about?
Well, Teresa was visiting somebody on her way here. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That sounds very, like, ominous.
I didn't know whether Teresa had to commit a murder on her way here.
She had to give last
rites.
And
I didn't want to witness it because then I'm an accessory. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it is because we hate each other. Truly. No.
We carpool most of the time.
We do actually carpool most of the time. Well, we should have carpooled this time.
We could have. Yeah. Well, we couldn't have because of the task.
You wanted to expose yourselves as climate criminals is the real thing. Exactly.
Well, I drive an electric car, Cherry.
Oh, I'm
Cherry has a gas-guzzling
I'm sorry.
Corolla.
Yeah. So. My apologies.
So Teresa's murdering people. Cherry is ruining the environment.
Yes,
you're both doing your part.
We're trying.
Exactly.
We don't have kids, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah. You can. If you don't have children, you truly can do whatever
you
want.
Guys, the world is our garbage can.
When you two are driving together, music-wise, do you... how does that work?
Oh, you have a good... I feel like you have a good playlist.
No, usually, I have like a little bit of... I mean, you obviously have your Harry Styles number one.
I do. I do. I do. And I do have a Best of One Direction playlist as well. The hits. The hits only.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is very like top 40. I'm like famously bad at music.
Oh, sure.
Famously, like I'm like, people are like, oh, do you like music? I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, didn't you write a paper once on like back that ass up though? Did I make that up?
I didn't write a paper, but I did bring it to my high school
as a homework.
Yeah, as a homework. Yeah, but again, I'm not good at music. Is the thing.
You just wanted everyone to hear Back That Ass Up, or was like, we're breaking it down?
Yeah, we were like, it was basically, I think the music teacher had said, like, hey, bring in, like, the best song you've ever heard.
Oh.
And I brought in Back That Ass Up.
Obvious, as one would.
As one would. Yeah.
I feel like bringing music into display to people, especially in high school, is you're absolutely putting a target on your back.
Oh,
there's no way that's going to work out.
It's true. Yeah.
It was a mean assignment, actually.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
But did people think you were cool, or did it backfire, or what?
I think it was okay, but it was also, no, I mean, I think, you know, like when you're trying so hard.
Right, of course.
So I feel like everyone saw through it a little bit.
You're a dork. Just admit it.
Yeah.
This plant is right in the way. I'm removing the plant.
Oh. I liked having a little bit of
me hiding behind
cover?
A bush.
Yeah, there was just, I was like, it felt very, shy. You know, between two friends.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
I want to start a podcast where I'm entirely in a bush and the guest doesn't get to look at me.
You could do that now. Just run around behind the thing.
It's called Pst Over Here. Yeah, even now, if I'm like, if I have music on in the car, I'm so aware of the other person. Songs will feel like they're 50 minutes long when another person's in the car. I'm just horrified.
True. The flop sweat.
Yeah,
is
real, real flop sweat.
They're like looking over at you when it comes on, and they're like, "Okay, yeah,
this is what you're into." Okay,
yeah, all right.
But I'm very sensitive about it. I'm like, it's a little. I need the music to be at the right volume when I'm driving with another, with a guest. It's almost like having art in your home. It's like, they're here to judge what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a real reflection on character or something. Maybe I need to just let it go.
Or only drive alone from now on, just be incredibly antisocial. No, I can't give you a ride anywhere. I mean, I'm a bad friend.
I'm into that. I think I could do that.
Or just like sort of, you know, like white noise.
Oh,
just put them to sleep, you know?
Does anyone ever do that? They put like a white noise machine in their car. Thoughts?
That feels dangerous, right?
It feels very dangerous.
Just lull,
yeah.
Lull to sleep, yeah.
I don't need any encouragement in falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
I once did fall asleep at the wheel for just a split second.
Like, did you... It was it like a, oh, I went to the side and I heard a rumble strip or something, and I like
it was
back.
Like a swerve and then like, back away.
Yeah,
oh,
and
you had a swerve.
Yeah, it was it was after a long day.
Yeah,
and
you know,
a tense, unhappy day, and the other passenger had exhausted me, and I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh wow,
well that's their fault. Honestly,
yeah. I'm blaming him for sure.
Yep.
Have either of you ever had any sort of falling asleep behind the wheel situation?
Oh no, I mean. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
you're a very safe driver, Terry.
I'm just like, I'm too paranoid. You know what I mean?
Are you like a conservative safe driver or like an accurate safe driver? Because I'm conservative and dangerous.
Oh, really? I wouldn't say I'm a conservative, like I'm too slow or something.
Right.
But I do sometimes, I guess this is the opposite. I feel like there was a window of time where you called me out for just not having my music on in the car at all. Just
silence?
Like, I'm not distracted because my parents, you know, whenever we were trying to like drive somewhere and then we were almost there, but they need direction, like turn the radio down. It's like, because it's distracting. So now I'm like, as I, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get to the house. Let me turn the radio down.
Right.
So I'm not distracted.
So the entire
anything.
Journey for you is joyless?
I called you out on this?
I feel like one time I was driving silently or what it, I don't know what it was. Were you in the car? I don't know. And you were like, where's the music? I feel like,
oh,
I don't
wow.
know what it was.
Because it's funny because, again,
wanted
not
me to
a music person.
Something.
I'm never like, where's the music? I get called out about having no music.
What maybe, maybe it was like, I was like, I'd pulled over to take a phone call, which one, you know, can do, as opposed to like driving with a phone
call.
Well,
good for you.
Oh.
Maybe it was that.
Well, you never hooked up your Bluetooth car.
That's what
which
I'm saying.
Still not?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
What
like,
are you doing?
Things are separate. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm driving or I'm Bluetoothing.
See, that
can't...
to me, I've definitely called you out on that because I think that's wild.
I don't know.
Like as far as maps and everything, that feels... like a bad idea.
I know I can get a map, but it just there's that thing that plugs into the phone.
Oh, you're using USB or whatever.
I have USB.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Well,
oh no,
it's not
guys,
quite.
It's a
with
Corolla.
The times.
I'm sorry.
I love a Corolla.
Yeah, so do I.
Corolla's an excellent car.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a very safe car.
Sure.
Teresa, what are you driving?
I drive a Volvo.
Oh, an electric.
Also a safe electric Volvo.
And are they called something else? It's like a Poldark
no,
or something?
No, that's Polestar is the other Poldark.
Poldark's the detective or something.
Wait, I feel like, isn't that like a sexy PBS man or something?
Wait. I drive a sexy PBS man, actually. It's just a Volvo.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So what is Polestar?
I think that's their other brand. But that's an all electric, but it's not the same.
Identity crisis.
Exactly.
Huge
exactly.
identity
yeah,
crisis.
Yeah, very confusing.
Okay.
But Swedish car.
Yeah, that's right. What other country did I think that was from? Maybe
Germany?
Finnish.
Do they make things?
No,
I don't know.
I can't
come
imagine.
On.
Finland?
They make nothing in Finland?
No, famously, they make herring.
I have no idea. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you, speaking of Finland, is the movie called Sisu? Have you heard of this movie?
Yes.
I have not seen it, but I want to see it
because
it's very up my
wild.
Alley. Did you've seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about it going in. Literally
you hadn't even
nothing.
Seen the trailer?
I said, my friends were like, we're going to see this movie, and I've never done this before. I just said, I'm just going to go see it and see what happens to me. And it was that movie, which is...
I feel like...
crazily
violent. Yeah.
Wait, did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I had the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Like, is that the kind of movie that you would have picked to go to yourself had you seen a trailer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty omnivorous as far as movie going goes, so I think it probably would have crossed my radar at some point. But it's not for the squeamish.
No.
Again, I think a movie you would...
I saw that and I was like, oh, this is like a different kind of John Wick. It's like a guy just going nuts, killing people. Great. Sign me up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of Nazis just getting their heads like truly right. crushed to smithereens.
We love.
Incredible.
Yep. Who can complain about that?
Can't.
Yeah. Who can I mean, I can't imagine Indiana Jones is doing the same thing.
Probably not.
He takes it too easy on
PG-13
the Nazis.
PG-13 yeah. to get the widest audience, I think, probably. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but he should. They should do a hard R Indiana Jones.
I mean,
ooh, especially yeah. now that he's 80 years old.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just crushing these people. Why are we talking about Sisu? We were talking about Volvos, and then
Finland
came up somehow yeah. incorrectly, obviously.
Correcting me on my own podcast, so cruel.
Yeah.
How are you two doing? The movie is not out.
It's out.
It's out today.
Oh, it'll
today.
Be out. Actually.
It'll be out tomorrow, technically. But there's early screenings today, so we kind of had been like,
it feels today. It feels like it's out.
Well, yeah. and as like a correction, out. Once this is out, it's certainly in theaters, and hopefully people have already seen it.
Oh
like,
my god!
Hopefully.
Oh my god! It's a huge
already.
Hit by now. By yes. the time you're listening to this,
either that
legs.
Or either that or huge well, flop,
huge
and
flop.
We're
they're we don't
like,
know.
Oh no,
that's volume. The mystery.
Yeah, that's the thing that we're totally spiraling about
we have
right now.
Oh, I can imagine the absolute pressure.
Yeah, you're looking at two very tired people.
Are you just doing nonstop press for this?
It's not. Well, I mean, it's. I mean, we've done some. It's the actors are handling most of it,
sure.
but like we
no,
are
no
doing
one wants
nonstop
to hear from
stress.
Us, really,
that's what I'm saying. It's
oh,
like
I
it's
know.
Like, whatever. But like we. I mean, we've got like Google Docs. We've got like spreadsheets. We've got, you know, we're just trying. Like it's we're now we're just being driven insane by literally the numbers part
oh.
of it, because it's like we've gotten nice reviews, which is nice.
Right.
But
right.
obviously, you know, it's Hollywood, so money. So right. now, now we get to spiral about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when do those numbers start coming in? Like midnight Friday or something?
I think they start coming in Friday,
like
midday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The earlier.
Yeah. I don't know if I could handle that.
24 hours from now, again, we. Who knows where we're going
to
be emotionally.
We've been saying to ourselves, we think we made a good movie.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if people don't see it.
It's fine.
Because we made a good movie.
It's
and
so
our
far.
Happiness shouldn't be dependent on this movie.
I've said this
well.
To me a million to myself a million times.
Guys, the win was even getting it made, because it's so hard to even make a movie. Oh my God.
And all of that is objectively true, but yes. it does not matter for your feelings.
No. I mean, yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we're at.
I think it's going to do just fine. It's
Thanks.
Like a big crowd-pleasing movie. It's,
yeah,
it looks funny and, you know, exciting.
We,
what can people
we hope so.
Ask for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, people.
Yeah.
We again, we literally don't know whether we need to be mad at people or happy about it yet, so we don't
let's
know.
Let's assume both right
okay.
now.
Okay, great. Like, oh, let's act both. Okay.
Yes, okay. Thank you, people.
Each
also,
of you pick a side.
Okay, which side do you want?
I guess I thanked the people. So
you
my side
people.
Is we were a success, and your side is you're angry.
Okay, so you go first.
Yay, thanks everyone for coming to see our movie and making it a huge hit.
Fuck you guys all. The movie is good. Actually go and see it. What are you doing? Sitting in your homes waiting for Barbie to come out? Come on. You dumb shits.
Perfect. And now I will announce Joyride 2. That's my job.
Okay. Great.
Coming to theaters in October. It's going to be a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get...
The writer's strike will end and we'll have about a week for the movie to be
yes.
made.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Outside of all of that, what's happening with your lives?
Do we have long?
Yeah.
A long side, the longest, saddest
sad,
side.
Long silence. Oh, Teresa has been getting into pickleball.
Oh,
not really.
Okay.
I feel embarrassed about it. I feel embarrassed about it because I play squash.
Okay,
and
sure.
I've been learning how to play tennis, and pickleball is like the sort of like bastard's child of both those things,
right?
Because it's like, you know, it's really easy, but it's also kind of fun. So,
you feel like you're like doing like the. Like cheap thing?
Yeah, it just doesn't, you know, it's like, it's fun, but it's not hard.
So you're a snob.
I'm a snob. I'm absolutely
you
a
want
snob.
A challenge.
I'm a racket sport snob for sure.
That's fine. I think more people should be snobs.
Oh, I'm a snob.
I think we're, snobs need to take a little more control over society
we,
again.
Yeah,
embrace
you know what?
It.
We should be proud to be snobs, especially about racket sports, but no, I enjoy pickleball. It's an easy sport. You can have a drink in your hand while playing.
I didn't
is that
know
true?
That.
Yeah, because it's so easy.
Wait, literally? Like people just will have a drink?
No,
and then...
I think the people who really play pickleball like are really into it. So
oh, right.
they would hate the,
okay,
I'm saying this.
But you could do it.
Anyone could do it because
not me.
I don't
There's
think
no
I could do it.
Are you not a coordinated?
Oh my god!
Hand-eye coordination person.
Samesies. I tried to play squash with her once, and she basically was. Just
I was
like
oh, never
you
again.
Garbage
I lost respect
person.
For you.
Yeah.
You have wasted
Sorry.
My time.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I really did. It's sad.
No,
it's
no.
Hard.
But there, that's the thing about us is like we have totally different skill sets.
We do. It's true.
And so that's how it works.
Oh, yeah. Sure. There's no real competition between you two because it's just like a clear difference in everything.
Wait,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Truly.
Yeah, that absolutely. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah,
because
you like can dance and
I enjoy a baked good. Yes,
Sherry, you and I are on a very similar wavelength.
Okay, so this.
So we would get in a big fight.
Oh yes, we would. Oh no, we're rivals. Oh no, that makes me sad.
I'm always looking for a new rival.
Like right now,
a dance and bake off.
Oh my god.
Oh, interesting.
You know what? I'm not mad at it.
The Great British Dance Off.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Let's do it.
Teresa, you can't dance?
No, I am a passionate mover, as one of our friends likes to say. He's a passion mover, and I'm co-opting that to say that as well, even though I'm never moving to anything because, again, I don't like music. So
there's a problem.
Passionately, silently, moving the body to nothing.
Yes.
Speaking of racket sports, I think it was last week's episode we were talking about badminton. What's your take on badminton?
Love it.
Love it. Okay.
Great,
I love badminton.
Yeah. Oh.
Cherry,
oh,
do you like badminton?
That's the one where it looks like it's like a triangle with a little ball.
Yeah, that kind of floats through the air.
I've never played. I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm sure I'm bad at it.
I could recommend it as a person who's bad at things.
Really?
I love it.
I think if you like badminton, you'll like pickleball.
Really?
Because it's very slow. You're hitting a wiffle ball.
Okay.
And do you like ping pong?
I've never completed a game of ping pong.
Interesting.
And I think it's because my coordination is deadly bad.
Why? Interesting.
Huh.
Wow.
So
now I'm curious for you to try pickleball, because I feel like if you like badminton, pickleball is sort of in
similar,
that vein.
Yeah, if the ball is moving slowly, I think I can at least try.
Yeah.
But I'm not like horrified the entire time.
Running scared.
Oh, Annalise is showing me, this is pickleball. Oh, it
looks
does it
seem good? It looks
cute.
Yeah, so you're holding like basically what's the equivalent of like a cutting board, and you're hitting a wiffle ball back and forth.
Wait.
And now it's a quote unquote a sport.
Like it's wooden?
No, it's not wooden, but it just looks like
a
cutting
square?
Board. It looks, yeah,
it doesn't
it's like
have
a square.
Like strings on it or anything?
No, it doesn't have strings.
Oh, it's a full paddle.
Yeah.
Like an attack weapon.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Exactly.
For the first time in my life, played an entire game of pool.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I was mortified.
Very bad at pool.
It was the sort of thing where I was like, I can't believe another person is seeing me do this. It was so embarrassing.
But you made it all the way to the end?
Well, because she let me.
Wait, when one person is really good at pool, don't they just kind of like do the whole thing and then it's over?
Yeah,
also?
And then they feel bad for the other person and let them like kind of slowly. And then I think I probably eventually was like, just let me push these in because.
Did you hit a ball in though?
I think I may have.
Oh, that's.
I don't want to say for sure because it was bad. It was horrifying.
I'm also, yeah.
No, it's hard. That's hard.
It's surprisingly hard.
Yeah.
You feel so awkward with the stick.
Totally.
Like, it kind of demands that you look cool, which is a hard thing for me to do in any situation. There's, like, leaning required.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
I just felt so stupid. I don't think I'll ever try it again.
Yeah, I don't think I've played in years. I can't remember the last time I've played pool.
Do either of you bowl?
No, I'm very bad
bowling.
At bowling.
See,
okay.
See?
No, but I'm not good at it, but I think it's so fun.
I've recently embraced bowling.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm not good at it, but who cares?
No, but it's fun.
Yeah, that's... we're sitting around with friends throwing a thing.
Yes, this is
so great because you guys agree on this, and I'm like, I hate bowling.
What do you hate
about it?
You have to put your feet into other people's shoes,
and these
shoes have been worn by 8 million people in the world, and all they do is spray a little something to like...
It's a hygiene. It's literally strictly a hygiene thing.
That, and then you put your little fingers in these little holes that other people put their fingers into, and it's just like, ugh. And then Oh, and then you have to like roll it down. I hate it. Everything about bowling, I hate.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Okay, so you also hate like for instance, if you could get like a complete like everything is a brand new, like we have just manufactured these shoes and this ball for you. Go. You wouldn't like that either.
That's interesting.
Like literally.
Right.
I wouldn't hate that as much.
Right. Like you.
But I'm also very bad at precision sports.
But it's not precise.
Yeah.
You can just do.
Just
no,
do whatever
well,
you want.
I mean, you're supposed to.
You're
but
supposed
it's like
to.
You could get those things on the side.
You know,
you're desperate
know, like
to be good at bowling. That's your problem.
I don't like doing things that I'm bad at.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
I'm that kind of psychopath.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I was that person. But...
Well. I mean, it's hard for me to find any hobbies.
Oh, wait, can I, now I ask this because it's like now we've decided that like you guys are opposites. Yeah. Do you like games like where you have to like lie? Do you know what I mean? Like board
like
games?
Balderdash?
Or what's the one that I like completely fucked up because I was like, I made eye contact with someone. I was like, hello. It was like, you know what I mean? Mafia?
I hope it's poker.
Mafia?
Yeah.
Is it Mafia? I'm
oh,
so
mafia.
Bad at things like that. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like she's very good at those things.
I like Mafia. I'm not that great at it, but I enjoy just the general tension and chaos. I like that you're allowed to lie. That's a fun thing.
Me stress. Like tension and chaos. I'm trying to have a nice night out with a group of friends, and they're like, "Let's all lie to each other." I'm just like, I'm sad.
And I love it. Yeah. I love like screaming at a friend's face, being like, "You're the mafia."
Yeah.
But then when you're wrong, what a feeling.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a humiliating feeling.
Totally humiliating. But you know what? It humbles you.
Of course. So I think you need that especially because you're good at everything.
I'm such a snob.
Wow. Well, yeah, bowling, I don't mind. I like to wear the fun little shoes.
Mm. I mean, you're just like...
It's a little bit of a rented style for the night. Why not? Think of it that way. Think of sharing with humanity.
Yes. All the foot sweat ever exuded through the toes is now being put into your body as well. How nice.
Now you're seeing it. Okay, so we're on all sorts of different pages about sports, and that's fine. That's kind of a good thing about being a human. We don't all have the same opinion on...
That's true.
Party sports. These are kind of party sports. Is that what you call them? Social sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a group activity.
Group activities.
Group activity.
I'm okay with a group activity if it's not pool.
Yeah, no. We're on the same page about pool.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all. Yeah, I think like, all we're all pool. Like pool is mid. You're like,
yeah.
I don't even mid
no,
to me
not
is
even.
overrating it. It's
no, I agree.
Torture.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah, you feel like you're getting in everyone's way. I don't know. What are we talking about? This is what we should talk about. I was really excited to have you two here today. I was very excited. I thought they're both so funny. They're lovely. We're going to have a nice day in the backyard. We'll record it all for everyone to enjoy and move on. So I was a little surprised. The podcast is called I Said No Gifts. I imagine you've received emails, etc. about the podcast. So I was a little surprised to walk back here and see that you had brought something in a gift bag. Is this a gift for me?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yep. It's got your name on it.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wow. How insulting. Okay, well, I mean, it's here. It's in a kind of white bag. I mean, let's be honest, a gorgeous bag. We can all admit this is a gorgeous bag.
A gorgeous bag that is holiday themed, actually.
Yo, this is holiday?
Actually,
very neutral
really
holiday.
Closely, yeah.
Yeah.
If you pay attention. If you pay attention. Yeah, you're right. It's underratedly...
This is kind of a stealth
thought
holiday.
Going into the bag. A stealth holiday.
Well, holiday or not, should I open it here on the podcast?
I think you should, yes.
Okay, Cherry has written my name on it. And you said you had the worst handwriting in the world.
I do. It's bad, right?
I think that's nice.
Can you read it? Okay, good.
I think it's a very casual, low-key way to write my name.
Soup's cash. Great.
I think writing lowercase letters that look like an adult wrote them is very hard. And I think you did that correctly.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Now it's a knot. So, Annalise, we hold the mic here.
Right.
Let's see. This is a... Oh,
this is... It has turned into a group project. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if you need to.
Should I...
Do what you need to do. Sisu your way into that.
I may have to... I'm not going to rip the bag. I'll be right back with
this. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm back. It's been a long time since I've had to cut something open on this podcast. So this is it's like a ribbon cutting ceremony.
Oh,
here we go.
Is.
Oh.
Oh no. Sharper scissors.
Did not cut. Oh boy.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Imagine this at a grand opening.
The bag is
I'm
Sisu. It's indestructible.
Sniffing. Just wow. Okay.
Did that work?
Oh, and we have to keep going.
Oh no.
We have to keep going. Okay, there we go.
That's too much.
All right, now I'm reaching in. There's a box concealing it further. We're pushing. Oh, now it is a bakery box, but I'm not going to make any assumptions until I've opened the box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is baked goods. Because sometimes on this podcast, people will bring a thing and I'm like, oh, it's that thing. And then it's not.
Oh, but it's
then
a trick?
Oh, it's we weren't smart enough to do that.
We were not. Yeah. We went straight ahead. Here's what it is.
I've never been to 85 degrees Celsius bakery.
Oh, my God.
I've always been curious. But the 85 to me has always been like, that seems cold. But of course, it's Celsius.
Right.
Yes.
Right. The C. Right. Meaning Celsius. But I think, and again, this is one of those like Fahrenheit versus Celsius questions.
Right.
Which Celsius is crazy, right?
It's a bad measurement system.
It's a bad measurement system.
Don't get it.
It feels confusing. Limited or something, right?
It is. There's like less numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's like, oh no, it's so hot today. It's 30. Like, no.
You only go up to 100.
Yeah, you want to say a big number.
You can't have higher numbers than boiling things.
Yeah, 85 must be like 400 degrees or Fahrenheit
or
something.
It's hot. Wait, in the lore of the bakery, I want to say they're like, the 85 degrees Celsius is like a good temperature for coffee. Did I make that up?
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. So I feel like it's hot, but doable. Again, I could be lying. I'm not sure.
That makes more sense because when I said 400 degrees Fahrenheit, I was like, it can't be that far away.
Yeah, I don't, but maybe, I mean, it's going to take a Google.
Let's all make a guess and then we'll have Annalise figure it out. I'm going to stand by 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
If what I said is correct, then coffee should be hot but not boiling. So like 200? I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to say 360.
360. Oh, that's a skate park.
You know what? 325.
Okay, 325. Okay. Annalise? Yes.
Between 180 and 185 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cherry.
Okay.
It's coffee. Cherry.
So that is coffee then. Yeah. That sounds right for their brand.
You're not baking a good at 185 degrees.
No.
That's just defrosting it.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, now that we've educated everybody and ourselves, tell me about why you brought baked goods today.
Well, these are Asian.
Asian baked goods.
Yes.
And
we're Asian.
There are a lot
it's
of good
podcast.
Asian baked goods.
You might not know.
There are, yes.
Do we sound Asian?
There are a lot of good Asian baked goods.
Yes, that's
true. We love a dessert, an Asian dessert.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And figured, you know, just like we can go through the gamut of Asian things
as we are Asian, but there's some savories in here
too.
There's some savories.
They've got, here's the thing. At 85 degrees, they have options. So they have that for you.
Are they the sort of bakery where you have the tongs and the tray?
Yes.
I lose control.
Oh, no. Because the tray's big.
The tray's way too big for
me. Yeah, there's a lot of things that can go on it.
I'm not just putting one cookie on that thing. It looks insane.
Oh, no, you can't. It's illegal.
So you went through, and did you pick these for any particular reason?
Well, these are the best ones.
These are the best ones.
In my opinion. Because this is like a Taiwanese bakery.
Yes.
And there's just, you know, there's an egg tart, of course.
Right.
It's a traditional dessert. There's like the little hot dog one that is the savory one. So that's always nice. There's a pork bun.
Is this the pork bun?
Yeah.
That's the pork bun.
Which is like when you have like, you know, if you have a congee and you have like the shredded
meat
thing on, it seems really gross, but it actually is good. And then we've got a matcha red bean roll.
This is so gorgeous. It's like almost like a Swiss roll or something.
Yeah. Which, seems like a weird combination. So it was more, that one was just for color.
Oh, interesting. Oh, no.
It's good, you know.
But
yeah.
Do you stand by its taste?
I don't know. I actually haven't had it. So curious. And then the other one, it's just like a milk bun.
Oh, just classic. Like a soft bun. These are so incredible. Why did I eat lunch? Do we all want to try them? How should we?
Do whatever you want.
Whatever
it's,
you
want.
It's your gift.
It's yours.
I know. And with this many different options, Annalise, what do you think? I mean, I kind of want to try the one that
because I haven't tried
nobody
this one.
Knows.
We don't
should
know.
We all try
it is
the one
a mystery.
Nobody knows?
Oh my God, can we do a little slice
and
dice?
I'm going to have to go for another sharp object.
Okay.
You three chat.
You could
right
do
back.
The scissors.
We can just scissor it.
Yeah,
oh,
whatever.
This feels like a dirty scissor.
Yeah. Okay, you know, yeah.
Okay, I've returned with a knife and a plate, trying to be hygienic with it. Let's see, there are four of us, so I'm going to try my best. I'm all nerves. I, you know, cutting a dessert on a podcast. Oh, look how gorgeous I did this.
Oh, my God.
This
yes.
is beautiful. Look how gorgeous. Okay. Each of you take
Yay.
One.
Thank you.
See, I don't think I'm going to like this, but I'm just letting
but
you know.
It probably won't be too sweet.
Okay.
No, I don't like a red bean.
Oh, you don't like red beans?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Should I try it here?
All right, we all.
Oh, yeah. Let's all go.
Okay.
It's fine. It's sweet. Right?
You're like.
It's sweet.
You know what? I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I'm not.
I'm gonna keep eating mine.
Here's the thing. I'm famously don't love sweets.
She doesn't even like desserts.
So I gave you something that I hate, which actually now in retrospect makes sense because we are opposites.
And full I love attack. Desserts, so I'm just like, I'm eating this. I might like it better without the red beans, but I do like matcha. So
yeah, the matcha, you can taste the matcha for sure.
The matcha's good,
and it's a good texture. I have nothing to complain about. It's not like the best dessert I've ever had.
No.
But, you know, it could, as a thing none of us had tried before, it could have gone in any direction.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been worse.
We learned something new.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full because I'm still eating it.
How often are you two going to the bakery? Any bakery?
I feel like there was a window of time where I used to go to this bakery like way, way more. Oh, you know what it was? Pre-pandemic. You know what I mean? People were less like, oh no.
Right.
They used to before. Didn't they would just you'd put them on a tray, but they were like not wrapped like this, and that was fine.
Right.
And you can see them better. And then
so
you're like
they're
more
all wrapped?
Yeah, they're all individually wrapped now.
Oh, that's not
but
as
I
fun.
Feel like there was a window of time where it was like even more fun because you could see them very clearly and be like, okay, I need to get like 25 different things.
Right. I think their business has probably gone down because you grab a bunch of things if they're naked. They're in a bag. That's it's
what,
like,
yeah.
It's crowding
that's
the tray
really what
already.
I want in my baked goods. I need them to be naked.
Yes. Nude baked goods is the key.
Cherry, what do you bake?
Sorry, mouthful. Still eating this. Enjoying. Baked
being
good
very
beans.
Rude.
So rude. I'm canceled. I'm disgusting. I baked Thai tea sugar cookies today.
Oh.
Because we're going over to our friend's house later and everyone's bringing like something from like their Asian country. So
right, right.
So that is a huge cheat because sugar cookies are not Thai, but the Thai tea in them is, so.
Right, that's a good idea. What sort of spices are in Thai tea?
No idea.
Oh, interesting.
Wouldn't be able to tell you. It's orange. That's all it can tell you.
It does it have a like a citrusy element?
I don't think it's citrusy. It's some, but it's something.
Okay. Oh,
I don't know anything
course,
about
I've
it.
Had Thai, you know, iced
Thai iced tea.
Tea.
Yeah. Thai iced tea. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So
that's
citrusy,
a very sweet.
It's like
tea.
Something. Oh yeah, because they the,
well,
yeah.
They put the condensed milk in it.
The condensed milk is not helping the sweetness factor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just put them in sugar cookies.
That
so
makes
that is also
sense.
Not helping. But you know.
Did they have you tried one yet?
Oh yeah.
And they're good.
Yeah.
Did it change their color?
It sort of gave them sort of like a dark tea looking speckles like throughout.
Ooh, that sounds
so
beautiful.
It's not a total orange cookie. It's like the still kind of a white cookie but with like a lots of aggressive sprinkles.
Oh.
It's cute.
That might be a new. Did you make the recipe yourself?
Not really because I used Thai tea. There was like Taylor Swift famously had like I think she had chai tea sugar cookies from like years ago. Guess what? Just change the
tea
and it's something else now.
Make yourself an Earl Grey or what have you.
Yeah, yep.
Wait, and are you both going to this party?
Yes, we are.
Did you make anything, Teresa?
No.
Here we go.
No.
How humiliating.
I know. Here's the thing is I'm very bad at cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Again, difference
opposite.
And I don't want it's so embarrassing when you make something and then you have
the
that dish and then no one's eating it. And I just couldn't go through that shame because I know that that's what would happen.
Everyone feels bad for you.
I know. And everyone's like, oh, it looks so good. And then they get like the tiniest little scoop of whatever gross thing I made. So I am bringing Din Tai Fung.
Oh, well, then you're kind of a hero in your own way.
I think, yeah. I mean,
can't
it's
miss.
Definitely a cop out.
No,
and
that's
I feel
a winner.
Bad about it. I do feel bad about it.
You shouldn't. We're going to be really happy eating it.
I do feel bad. But I couldn't have that kind of humiliation, you know?
Right. Is it a big Din Tai Fung order or?
I always order food like it's my last meal. So
take me out to eat.
Yes. It will be a big Din Tai Fung order. Yeah.
How do we feel about Din Tai Fung moving from, is it the Americana? To the Galleria.
Oh.
For the listener, it's moving from one mall across the street to another mall.
That.
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't know that either.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's not
fall 2023.
Oh, my God.
Prepare yourselves.
Huh.
Bigger space for Din Tai Fung.
Love
that.
I love a bigger space.
Love
and
that.
Apparently another dumpling place is taking over where Din Tai Fung is.
Which one?
They make like rainbow colored dumplings.
I feel like I've seen them. I can't remember the name,
feels,
but
to me,
I know
haven't tried it, but it feels like a gimmick.
It feels
totally,
gimmicky.
But
yeah,
they're cute.
They're cute. They're cute.
They're visually
but
delightful.
I want it to be mouthfully delightful.
Oh yeah.
You know?
I mean, I literally have only seen them, so I don't know.
I've
they
had,
could be.
I've
for
had
all
them
I know.
Before. It basically tastes the same as a regular dumpling, except it's.
Rainbow,
it's cute.
Except it's cute.
Well, I could do that.
Yeah. So
I wonder how they stand up against Din Tai Fung, though. Good question. Taste
test, blind taste test.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you would definitely have to have your eyes closed with this one.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Interesting.
These are too cute. We know which ones they are.
Okay, so you're bringing dinner, essentially. Is this a lunch party, dinner party?
It's a dinner party.
Okay.
Yes. I feel like there's just going to be too much food. I feel like everyone is like going to be, you know, it's that thing.
Right. And everyone else is bringing a baked good?
No, I think other people are bringing savories and one other person is bringing a baked good that was also purchased.
Okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting party for both of you.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Cherry, do you cook? Teresa can't cook or bake.
I don't like cooking. So Teresa can't do anything. Can you
this woman out? Please.
I'm not... Cooking savory things, not so much.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, I can, I guess. I don't really like to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wow.
My parents were just in town, and they took us to this, like, place downtown that's basically like Thai Costco.
Ooh.
So I did buy, like, a bunch of things. And so now I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to cook them or else I'm, you know, it's like I've wasted all the stuff. So I probably will be doing more cooking in the coming weeks. But, like, I'm usually a DoorDash. So,
Sure.
Yeah.
You and I are very similar. Very, very similar. Thai Costco, is it like a big warehouse?
Yeah, it's downtown. I want to say it's in Chinatown. I can't remember exactly, but it's like, yeah, it's basically Costco. It's like they have huge bulk things, but they also have huge bulk things of specifically Thai ingredients. So a lot of restaurants, you know, buy their things there
and stuff like that.
But, you know, you can also just go. So,
right.
Yeah, it was fun.
I wish you two didn't live on the West Side. I would ask you for restaurant recommendations. I'm in a bad cycle right now of restaurant. We're like,
oh.
I'm going to the same places over and over. But anywhere you tell me is going to be 50 minutes away. It's worthless.
Wait,
to
do
me.
You like Silver Lake Thai House?
No, where's that?
Okay.
It's
in Silver Lake Thai House, and they have this awesome chicken there that you have to call 24 hours in advance and reserve. So high recommend.
What kind
I feel
of
like that's
that?
Close to you. It's like they just it's like a grilled chicken, but they put herbs in there and there's like a sauce that goes with it.
Oh, that sounds great.
And it's giant. Like when you look at it, like it's a whole chicken, you're like, whoa, this one was really big when it was alive. You're just like, oh my gosh.
I want a big chicken.
This huge chicken. It's delicious, but you have to call 24 hours in advance and sometimes they won't have it, but it's great. So, but even without that, high recommend.
Okay. Calling in advance for food scares me to death.
It is. No, it's pressure.
Right.
Because I've tried to do it and sometimes they're like, yeah, no, the guy's not here. You can't have it. And then I'm sad.
Right. And also, who knows how you're going to feel in 24 hours?
You don't know.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Everything
don't want
could
that
turn around.
Anymore.
Bye. Waste
you have
chicken.
To fake your own death or something.
You have to.
Just
that's the only
leave
solution.
Town.
It would be so embarrassing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have a big thing of chicken, the biggest chicken you've ever seen.
you've ghosted a giant chicken.
Yeah.
And it would be sad, but it's already been killed. So.
But it's called Silver Lake Thai House?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to keep this in mind. The next time I feel like my life is going to be stable for 24 hours.
Yes,
I'm going to
order
the chicken.
You know, you're feeling good. You know,
you're like, tomorrow I will want big chicken.
And I will be able to make sure that I can go get it.
Do you two eat out in the East Side at all?
No.
Wow, you're worthless to me. Do you know what I'm... restaurants and websites, I'm out of them. I don't have any to turn to.
Oh, you don't have any...
Point.
Oh, really?
Websites.
New websites. Oh, God, I mean, I'm not... I mean, I can't. What do we have to recommend there? I got nothing.
It feels like there was a point when there were websites you could go to. Now it's just like, well, I'm just on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'd like to turn
Wait,
to a
that's
website.
That's really true. Like, I feel like there was a time when you could be like, oh, like there's a cute animals website.
Right.
Like, and you could look, but now.
Cute overload.
Yeah. But now your phone knows you like cute things and it just shows them to you.
Right. Mm. It's kind of just a constant explosion in your face rather than these concentrated doses.
Yes.
I was reading Gawker when it was back online for a while, and I really loved that. It felt like a safe haven as far as being on a website.
Oh,
now it's gone.
Now it's gone. Oh, it was back for a second?
It was incredible.
Oh.
The writing was really good, and it was funny and interesting. And then, of course, the parent company was horrible. It closed them down.
Yeah.
So
do you do a Wordle?
I don't like Wordle.
Mm.
There's too much guessing involved.
Can't,
for me.
I hate it.
Right,
can't stand it.
Yeah, I can't.
We're the same.
Guys,
I can't believe we're
the
same.
Hate. Never
I
even
just
tried
keep on
it once.
Terrible.
Gave it up
to
immediately. Can't hate it.
I like the mini crossword. Do you do the mini crossword in the
no,
New York
but I'm
Times?
Not mad at a crossword.
Okay.
Like I can do one. Like Wordle is just like no way.
Right. Just too much frustrating guessing for me. Mini crossword is kind of crosswords for idiots, so that's good for me.
Yeah.
And there's a new thing called Connections. Have you heard of this?
No.
I think it's a ripoff of another game, but basically it gives you 16 words and you have to connect groups of four words, like how they're connected to each other. And it's like it tries to trick you. It's like just hard enough for right after waking up.
Okay.
But Wordle, no thank you.
No.
Okay.
You're still doing it though.
I'm still doing it.
Do you feel like you've gotten better at it?
I still do it. My mom and I send each other our Wordle and our Quartles every day.
That's way too many. I mean, trying to do four, I can't. I'm
it's like a nice proof of life, you know?
Just
like, oh, here we go, Wordle and Quartle. She's really good at it. So
I guess you can get good at it, or you're born good at it. Maybe she's born with it.
Yeah, or she's cheating. I don't know. I can't tell.
I hope so.
I'm like, yeah.
The most unfulfilling thing you could possibly do.
Exactly.
Cheat at Wordle and send it to your daughter.
Like, got it in one every single time. Again, I'm like, wow, how is she doing that?
You know, it's proof of life. Like, if the underlying thing is just like, hey,
yeah. And then, oh, this is so boring for you guys who hate Wordle. But then it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you got that Quartle in six. You know, and then you talk about it. It's
that's kind of nice.
It's cute. Yeah.
My boyfriend still does Wordle, and he tries to get me back on the boat. I'm just like, not happening.
No.
Not for me.
See, it would make your relationship stronger, honestly.
I'm trying to chip away.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, that makes sense.
Has there ever been a word that was so hard and you got it, you were like thrilled? Or is it always just like, I got it?
Usually the words are pretty easy. I think they've gotten a little bit harder. There have been some moments where it's like you have, you're like down to the last one and you're guessing between two and then you get it. But I've never missed a Wordle yet.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
And have you been doing it since like early pandemic?
Yeah, whenever the Wordle started.
Years.
But I don't do it.
Years of Wordle.
Yeah, I don't do it every day. Sometimes I forget.
Interesting.
Did you ever have this one?
You know how like sometimes you just like guess it and it's the one and you're done?
That hasn't happened to me yet.
Oh, yeah. When you guess it, it's just the word and you're just like, why didn't I even get on here?
Like people get psyched though. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh my God.
That's
But when you just get it, that literally means you just guessed.
No, yeah, you just won the lottery.
Right.
Like, you know.
You've achieved nothing.
Go to Vegas
and you're worthless.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree.
It's true.
I agree. You want to like get something that's really hard that other people don't know.
Right.
And now they've started. This is, again, so boring for anyone who doesn't like
Wordle. No. We're loving it.
He's like, we're loving it.
The listeners who are passionate about Wordle are like,
their hearts are pounding.
Their hearts are pounding. Now they have stats where you can compare yourself to the other Wordle people.
Oh, that seems like you love that.
Oh, I love it.
And how are you doing like worldwide?
So I haven't looked, but it's like there'll be a thing where like this word was the hardest word of the week or whatever.
Ooh.
And only, you know, whatever percentage of people got this word. So they have like, I love statistics. We love data.
Oh, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like in a finding out that we're all part of some horrible connection.
Exactly.
Maybe not the best way to put it. We all have the same bowling shoes on, that kind of thing. Okay, well, I'm glad Cherry and I are both on the same page as far as Wordle goes.
Yes.
Our relationship is just growing. And Teresa, you're jealous.
I want to like get. I want to find something that we love.
Can we find something?
I'm glad
will it ever
separately.
Happen?
I know.
Seriously,
it's going to be a sort of a quiet ride home in the car with no music.
Oh God. Should we just name things and see whether we all like something? I mean, like
we'll get to that.
Legit, oh, really? I'm worried for us.
That's actually a great segue into this, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
I think we should play a game.
Oh, what's going to happen?
We're going to play a game called Gift or a Curse. And I'll tell you how the rules work in a minute. I need a number between 1 and 10 from you.
7.
Okay, we've got a confident 7. I have to do some light calculating. So while I'm calculating, you can promote. And I think you should promote. You can recommend. Do whatever you want with the mic. I'll be right back.
Wait, is that real?
Yes.
I'm like,
get ready to promote now.
No, promote.
I'm like,
what should we promote?
Wait, so this isn't going
to
get.
I need you two to be professionals. You have a movie in theaters.
I'm so sorry. Look, what we definitely have learned is that we are not. Is that we're not professionals, and everything goes off the rails almost immediately.
We hope people will see Joyride.
Yes.
If you don't see it, you're a fucking loser.
No, if you haven't seen it already, because it's going to have been out by the time this podcast came out, then we're not friends anymore. And how dare you?
Yeah,
but
good promoting? Like, is threatening people? Is that good promotion?
But if you were like legit busy this past weekend, we're so sorry. And please see it's a weekend too, because we get it. People are busy. You know what I mean? Maybe it was like someone's birthday. It's like whatever. You had a destination wedding. You can go see it. But next weekend also.
But
good.
See it in theaters, or else I'll never make R-rated movies again.
Yeah, that's true. We need to bring. I mean, it's your fault that R-rated comedies died if you did not see this in a theater with a bunch of your friends.
You've got to. You gotta go see comedies. Come on.
You have to. It's so much more fun with more people.
How many movies about multiverses can you see?
I know.
Go see something with a comedy element.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I know. Is that something?
Is that something?
Verse is something? Marvelous Verse?
Marvelous
Cinematic
Spider-Man?
Cinematic Universe? Is that something?
I thought at first I thought you said birth. And then I thought you said birth versus the cinematic universe.
That sounds like something. Honestly, that's probably coming out literally like in 3 weeks.
Birth is like a real deep cut Marvel character.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. It could be. I believe it.
Okay, well, the promoting here was excellent. That's perfect.
Did we do best
promoting? You like running to the theater right now? You're so convinced.
We screamed at everyone.
They've turned around the car.
These people definitely made a good movie that's worth spending your time on.
I believe it. I believe it.
Okay,
let's go see the movie. Don't embarrass us.
Yeah.
This is how we play Gift or a Curse. I'm going to name three things. You two have to actually come to an agreement and tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong because there are correct answers.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, number one, this is from a listener named Katie, and she suggested, gift or a curse, couples who sit on the same side of a restaurant booth together instead of across from each other.
Curse.
Absolute curse. Yeah,
why?
Because that's... I mean, fine, but come on. I don't want to look at that.
Teresa, is that kind of your thought?
Absolutely. That's crazy. You need to have some separation, honestly.
Grip.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Like, unless there was, like, something really fun to look at on the other side. Like,
yeah.
No.
If there's, like, an aggressive people-watching situation or whatever. But it's, like, I feel like there's, I don't know. Because you can always, like, if that's happening, just sit across. And then it's like, oh, my God, a celebrity walked in. Okay, scooch around or turn around or whatever.
There should be a reason you are on the same side.
Yeah.
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 You two, wrong. It's a gift. Oh, no. The reason is true love.
Oh, sure.
Of course, if you really love your partner, you're saying...
You don't even believe it yourself.
Like, we sit on the same side all the time, and I can say that with a straight face.
No, it's an efficient use of space, first of all. Look, yeah, we don't need to be wasting the whole booth with two people. Get them on the same side there. Also, it gives everybody at the restaurant a little thing to look at. Look at those losers sitting next to each other. Look how insecure they are about their love.
Interesting.
You know what? I like it.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
I've worked at restaurants, and any time that the couple's on the same side, I get something to just hate throughout my entire shift.
You know what? That's good.
That's nice.
We're making people happier during their shift, yeah.
It's the original kind of sharing a Facebook account. Right, isn't it?
Yeah. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm just like...
You're remembering Facebook
remembering people. Well, I'm remembering, you know what I mean? Like knowing people who... And just being like, oh, God. All right, guys. Whatever.
Those people who shared the booth absolutely have a joint account.
Mm-hmm.
That's like joint toothbrush level, you know? So...
Yeah, because we don't see what they're doing at home.
Yeah, I mean, right. If they're doing that in public, what are they doing
right.
at home?
Illegal.
Yeah,
deeply
no.
illegal activities.
Don't like it.
Bad things are happening. Dark things are happening in those homes. So it's a gift. It's absolutely a gift, and you do not get the point.
Yes.
Number two, this is from someone named Rick. Rick suggested, gift or a curse, taking a picture with the corpse at an open casket funeral.
Well, shucks. <It's>,
I mean, it made us laugh. I feel like it's a gift.
I know. Is it a comedy person funeral? Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a bit that people are enjoying then, probably.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm kind of into it.
I'm not. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's bad, obviously. It's disrespectful.
Well, it depends. I mean,
how did this person die?
Did they leave it in their will, please take a picture with my corpse, though? Because that's funny. We don't know. We don't know what the circumstances are. If
we
they
don't
did,
know.
Maybe, you know, maybe they had a sense of humor.
Also, like, do they have, like, a funny expression on their face?
Right.
Did, like, the mortician, or is it the embalming person draw something, like, really cool?
Yeah, we don't know. We need more information.
You've got to come to a conclusion here.
A gift.
I think it's a gift.
Of course. What a fun opportunity. One last shot with the dead.
Yeah.
Wait. Get in there.
Oh
get a picture.
God, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Not moving. Yeah. You know, you can get the angles just right.
Oh, my God.
Only
it's
one
true.
Of you is moving. This is perfect.
Yeah.
I think that's a gift.
I think that's nice.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's all right. Their last Instagram.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Get that thing up on the ground.
Yeah.
Tag the funeral
tag
home.
Tag it. Oh, my God.
Honestly, they need the promotion.
Yeah, I wonder what these funeral homes are doing, like, as far as social media goes.
Honestly, it would be really fun if it's like everyone's like, hey,
don't forget to check in.
Yeah, don't forget to check in.
You get 10% off your next visit, that sort of thing. I think that, it's a gift. It's certainly a gift. We should all be taking pictures with more corpses.
Start it.
I think we can.
Yeah. Should we
do it
after?
We'll kill somebody.
We'll
get somebody dead in a few minutes.
And just to take their picture with them. Yeah, great.
That feels like a smart crime decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, one out of two so far, so that's not too bad. Number three, listener Amanda has suggested Gift or a Curse, a brother-in-law no one likes.
Oh, just as a noun? Like nothing. Yeah. He just exists?
This brother-in-law nobody likes.
I think it is because that you can trauma bond over your hating. You don't even when you hate someone together.
Honestly, I believe very strongly that humanity gets closer together when we have a shared enemy.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is why I believe that aliens will save us all.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, you know, when the aliens come, mm-hmm. Everyone will be like, let's put aside our differences and fight the aliens.
Yeah, because we finally have to get our shit together.
Exactly.
You know?
And now, brother-in-law, everyone hates. It's like, that's great.
Yeah.
That brings a family closer
together.
It's
true. You've got a side thread about him. You know, you're talking about him behind his back. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course it's a gift. You have to have something to, like, aim the lasers at.
Yes, yes.
To any in-law that everybody hates, oh, what a relief to, like, because we all have our problems with every family member, but when there's, like, we despise that person and they can do nothing correctly.
Yep.
We get to talk about them nonstop. When they're there, we all get to keep our little secret. We get somebody to blame in every situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's just fun.
It's fun. Literally for the whole family.
Honestly, they should, like, every family should have one. It's like someone might need to marry someone bad.
Take one for the team.
Exactly. Just to preserve the family bonding. Rest of the family.
Yeah, I feel like frequently the person who marries that is probably the sibling everyone isn't that on the same page with anyway.
Mm. Yeah. But it's better to hate someone that they married than to hate them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're
That's
offloading.
True. You're shifting the blame.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, my family kind of hates me. Let me marry like someone even worse.
I found somebody worse.
Yeah, then at least,
honestly,
you know,
it's a smart move.
Savvy.
Kudos to all those people who are marrying losers.
Beautiful. I mean, you got two out of three, and I think you really brought those final two home.
Oh, good.
In
oh,
a
great.
Way that, you know, the first one was kind of an embarrassing failure on both of your parts.
Yeah, we should have left after that one.
You should have left.
But we brought it back.
Yeah, especially since we're sitting on the same side of the table right now.
Yeah, but there's two other people. It's not, okay, but there's people, you know what I mean? It's like,
but don't you love me?
I do.
It doesn't seem like it.
Should we hold hands so I can free? Actually, no. It might be a hot, like, we figured out that I have very cold hands. No, I think mine are warm today. Do you want to try it?
Oh, yeah. Test each other's temperatures.
You're still warmer.
Oh, interesting.
Jesus.
Bad circulation.
Yeah.
I have cold feet.
Oh, my God.
Ice cold feet.
Let's feel them.
She wants to touch your feet. She doesn't want to put on bowling shoes, but she wants to touch your feet right now. Your bare feet. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's alarming how cold a foot can become.
I agree with you.
It's like your body is actively cooling the foot in a way that's like, where is that coming from?
It's just crazy because like all the blood should be in your feet.
It should be.
Right? Because it's like the bottom.
Your body's doing more work to get it out of there.
Right. It's holding it up. It's nervous about getting to the foot.
Nope.
Yeah, I've got cold feet, and there's nothing I can do about it except for talk about it on a podcast for too long. Okay, two out of three. Very good. It's time for, unfortunately, the final segment of the podcast. This is called I Said No Emails. The listeners write into isaidnogifts@gmail.com. Do my listeners have problems? Yes, absolutely. It's hard to say they don't have problems because they're writing nonstop and asking for help. They're begging, they're screaming. Would you two help me answer a question?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, let's get into the doc. I mean, just the way this one starts is a little rude because usually they say hi, Bridger and guest. This just says hi, Bridger.
All right.
So that's unfair. I guess you do have the option to answer. I encourage you to, but this person wasn't thinking very considerately. It says, my siblings and I usually flop on our parents' birthday gifts, but this year we've been planning my mother's gift for months and it's going to be very thoughtful and exciting. Now I'm starting to think about what to do for my father's birthday, which is just a few days after my mother's, so it'll be memorable if we do something super meaningful for her and slack off on his day. He's a professor, and he's into motorcycles, watching sports, and new technologies. Any ideas? I'm thinking this is Indiana Jones. It's not Indiana Jones. Their father's not Indiana Jones. Note, we have the budget of three broke college students combined, so not much. Thanks, and that's Amy. So Amy and friends or siblings have been thinking about mommy for months. They've got an incredible, thoughtful, exciting gift. And then now suddenly they're just thinking, oh, we should get our dad something. And he's a professor. He's into motorcycles. He watches sports. And he's into new technologies. And as we've cleared up, he's not Indiana Jones. So what do we do for dad?
I think you do a photoshopped picture of him on a motorcycle or like in a whatever his like favorite team is.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because it shows photoshopping anything shows like a little bit of care, like
some
you
effort,
put
right.
some effort into doing
right.
it, and it could be funny. You
yes.
know, like him on a motorcycle doing like a Tom Cruise motorcycle stunt.
Oh, we love that.
That could be fun, and then he can have it in his home.
And he
it's
does love technology.
He loves
so
technology.
So you can be, Dad, yeah, we learned this 30-year-old technology for you.
Yeah,
so,
it's true.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not a bad idea. Maybe, yeah, and that's low budget. I'm trying to think what else could they possibly... I assume he already has a motorcycle, and they can't afford that.
No, they can't afford that. Can they afford like a... Here's how much I know about sports. It is my understanding that like if you like a one particular sport, like football or something, you can like buy some sort of like channel that like has it. Like a special channel.
Oh, God,
is that
Sherry.
Something?
I think that's probably true.
But he probably already has.
I
like,
don't know.
Right. You know. And also, that's a long-term commitment. Something
yeah,
on
yeah,
a whole month
can't,
after
like, you can
month.
Have one
pricey.
Month of your sport during the time when it is not
you know,
being
you
played.
Could, they could buy a cameo of like his
oh,
favorite
I like
player.
Sports player.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, that's nice.
She wasn't able to specify any sport, which could have helped.
Right. Right.
Details.
We literally
is about
don't
details,
know what sport.
Amy.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could
yeah.
literally be like synchronized swimming and we don't know.
Right, exactly. And I mean, there are hundreds of channels for synchronized swimming,
Dad
obviously.
Being
but
and
hundreds
super
of
into motorcycles and synchronized swimming
and synchro
is very funny.
He's passionate about synchro, and we'll find a synchro swimmer on Cameo.
Yeah, if we, absolutely.
They might
there,
be. We
there
don't know.
Has to be one there.
There's got to be. We don't know.
I bet they're doing swimming for their Cameo.
Probably.
That would be, well,
underwater.
That would
underwater
be
Cameo.
If they're not, they're, I mean, dropping
they,
the ball. In
really
a,
yeah.
not worth a Cameo.
They, quite,
seriously.
They don't quite know why people like them.
No.
Yeah.
A person
yeah.
thinks... people like their personality.
Mm,
that's
do
not
the
true.
Thing that people are enjoying.
Yeah, do the
right.
fun thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think a Cameo, a Photoshop, maybe a motorcycle helmet with the favorite sports team.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
Something.
Custom? Sort
custom.
Of like a
custom,
logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be a thing you can get.
I bet. I'm sure.
Something custom.
Yeah.
Right. Motorcycle nice. Video game. Maybe that's a new technology.
That sounds like, I believe that exists.
Yeah. I said it
I
aloud
know.
And I was like, I don't think that really does exist.
Really?
So I can't think of the last motorcycle video game.
Grand Theft Motorcycle? They have? Is that?
It's strictly motorcycles
right,
you steal. Everyone in that world is
no
on
cars.
A motorcycle.
Yeah.
I would play that game.
I mean,
it's not a bad idea. Well, we should cut that out of the episode and make our game. Well, Amy, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, the hard truth here is she's going to flop on Dad's gift.
It's honestly, it's, I'm really interested in why they spent, like when the birthdays are like right next to each other, it's like, why did they spend so much time?
Right.
They could have been thinking about them both at the same time.
Exactly.
They could have done a joint thing. I don't know.
This is what you do is you get Dad a good divorce lawyer because this is going to cause a rift.
Rude.
This
yeah.
is going to ruin his marriage.
Mm-hmm. It's
I'm
true.
Really worried about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, this family is falling apart.
Hopefully they have a brother-in-law that they hate.
That's the only thing that's going to bring them back together after this fiasco of a birthday.
One of them has to marry someone horrible.
That's it, yeah.
As soon
that's
as possible.
Him.
Yeah, that's the in 3 days, one of them marries someone horrible.
This
yeah.
is an incredible rom-com. Well, we answered Amy's question more than perfectly. If she complains, that's her problem. her fault, and seems like she's making a bunch of mistakes, so I don't know what to tell her. You two, this has been such a nice time. Look how many baked goods I have. Should
oh
we
God.
Have eaten these all on the podcast? That feels like it would have been inappropriate.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
You should save
we would
for
have been
later.
Chewing the whole time.
Yeah. Been, yeah,
you get nervous chewing on a mic.
Would that been good for audio? Yeah.
I mean, I love to just get nice wet sounds on a microphone. Everyone
yeah.
loves that.
Oh,
sure.
ASMR, yeah.
But I'll have to figure out something to do with the rest of these treats and savories. I shouldn't have eaten lunch. What a mistake. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
Thanks.
Us.
Terrific
yeah.
Terrific time. Listener, the episode's over. I've got plenty of treats to have, and you don't have anything, and that's terrible for you. And now the episode's ending. What is in your life? You've got a your hollow life. You've got to fill it up with some activity. Learn to paint or something. I don't know. Thank you for being here. The episode's over. I love you. Goodbye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nelson, and it's beautifully mixed by Ben Tolliday. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
But I invited you here. I myself perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough, and I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!